Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today. And I'm very excited. I have someone very special who's a friend of mine and does beautiful things globally. And I'm talking about Rob Satham, who actually is a hospitality professional, an entrepreneur, and a wine and beer expert who was inspired by his late father to pursue the beverage industry about 10 years ago. He's the owner of the Drunken Grape and believes that wine and beer bring much joy and happiness to humanity. As a prolific home brewer, and winemaker, Rob's father shared his knowledge and convinced Rob to pursue a career in the wine and beer industry. He's never looked back once he realized that the industry embraces all that he's passionate about, but that's not more, and I'll share that with you a little bit later. People, celebration, history, global economics and trade, travel, as well as good food. Rob says that the greatest joy is the happiness and engagement brought one glass at a time. Rob also excels in introducing and connecting people to one another for networking, as well as beautiful, enduring connections with his weekly podcast that's now on YouTube. Welcome, Rob. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Joanne. Great. I'm doing great. Thanks to have me, and thanks for having me, and thank you for such a wonderful introduction. Wow.
Well, I think you're incredible, and you do wonderful things. And I said to you before we actually were live that I want to come and drink with you, have a glass of wine at least, anyway. So tell our listeners how you got into what you're doing now and the virtual happy hour experience, and also what you've expanded into, which I find very fascinating.
Well, I've been in hospitality for much of my life, since university. And since I exited university, I went into the cruise line industry. And then I got out of that about 9 years later, went into technology or IT, which, you know, you kind of laugh because it's almost at the opposite end of the social spectrum. So I've worked into that industry for a while, had a relatively successful business. That went sour by an unscrupulous partner that had substance abuse problems, particularly alcoholism. So I was looking to get out. I got out of that. And I took a hit with that, and I was looking to do something new, and I was actually thinking of just continuing into project management. And I was at my late father's house. Now, this is going back, wow, it is over 10 years. It's almost 11 years now. When I told him I wanted to do my PMP, and I grew up with him as an avid home winemaker and home brewer. And he was very well read on the subject, and it was a passion of his on the side from his career in the military. He was a commander in the Navy when he retired.
Wow.
In the Canadian Navy. And he looked at me and he said, why the hell do you want to do that? That's just going to become a beaten path in time. Why don't you go into something a little more fun that's a lot more you, like the wine and beer industry? So, you know, I always joke, it was really one of the first times I actually listened to him seriously on career advice. One was staying in the cruise line industry for a while, and that worked out. I guess it was both of our affinity and love for ships that probably came from him. But then I listened to him on the wine and beer front, and I enrolled into the Wine and Spirits Education Trust, which is out of England. It's the oldest and most prominent and largest wine and spirits educational body in the world. So I enrolled in that, did my level two, then did my level three, which is your advanced certification, which is sort of a professional bar to come in and use it professionally at a very respectful level. So I did that. And then you know, things just sort of clicked. I went to work for another events company for a little while, after that on the side to learn the ropes, and moved into a TV spot for them. Then I started to study beer because I was brought into events where beer was on the menu, but none of the sommeliers, nobody knew anything about beer, so I researched a beer program. There's only two out there, really, Prudhomme and Cicerone, and I decided to support the Canadian side through Prudhomme, which you naturally should support your country first and foremost. And then I just sort of took off with it. I mean, things just sort of clicked. And when that company folded, I kept the TV spot and decided to go into business for myself. And it just evolved, you know, even the name, everything just sort of clicked. My stepmother came up with the name The Drunken Grape at Thanksgiving dinner just over 6 years ago. It was 6 years ago this past October, so really about six and a half now. And we laughed. We said, there's absolutely no chance such a good name like that is available. And sure enough, I did a search on it and I was able to find it. But the .com was secured by somebody else. So when I actually registered and copyrighted the name, and I had turned from a TM to a registered mark, through my trademark, the lawyer or the firm that I used, about a year, year and a half later, I was actually able to buy the .com on back order from GoDaddy.com for $9 US. And they were trying to sell it to me for thousands of dollars. We put in an offer. And it's just funny. Sometimes fate meets opportunity meets discipline and work ethic. They all sort of come together along with passion and purpose. And, well, here I am now still building it. And, you know, the pandemic forced me to get out of live events and it's gone virtual, which is also a blessing because really it's opened up the platform to go global. And I've since expanded into the YouTube world and podcasting. So I decided to launch a show that would feature a bit about what I do, but a lot about what other people do, because I really believe you got to give a gift back. And so I launched the Virtual Happy Hour Experience on YouTube. It's on The Drunken Grape YouTube. People can actually just go to that channel, subscribe to it. The playlist is actually the Virtual Happy Hour Experience. And the theme
you
of
know,
that
you
is
do so you really promote and help so many people by introducing us. That's how I found you through LinkedIn, introducing us to other people who are doing beautiful things around the world. And also, here you are, this expert and this incredible advocate for others as well as an entrepreneur. So you've been in several different businesses, sort of related. How do you do that? How do you, you know, what do you need? What kind of advice do you need to tell people who are striving to be an entrepreneur, who maybe are a little bit nervous about getting into it or don't know how to start or whatever? What wise words do you have for them?
Well, the road's not easy. Anybody can sort of jump into business, but how many people really last after 6 months or a year or 2 years? Well, not too many. And the reason for it is they allow outside pressures often to deter them. They don't surround themselves with a proper support network. You really have to surround yourself with people who believe in you and support you. You have to punt the naysayers, and sometimes that's hard because it includes some of the people that are closest to you who can be the biggest detriment to your success. And, you know, a lot of that is for a variety of reasons, jealousy, their own fear kick in. And you don't want any of that around you because it's toxic. It's hard enough to build it. You know, when you're building in the beginning, there's a lot of things that are against you. You don't have brand recognition. People don't have faith in something brand new. They start to believe in it, you know, 5 years later. And that's why you see a lot of businesses really explode after the 5 or 10 year mark. I mean, even if you think about Amazon, Jeff Bezos started in his basement and nobody took him seriously. He first started with an online bookstore. And that whole concept, he probably struggled with it for a good decade, and look where he is now. He's the most powerful retailer on the planet. So it goes to show quite a few things that come into play. Determination and discipline are definitely two extremely important characteristics, as is your passion. Don't let your passion die because somebody tries to get in your way. People are just going to get in your way all the time, even if you're trying to promote just purely positive and good things. There's always a segment of the population that's going to do it. So don't worry about it. Just do you. Work on what you want to do. But you do have to be disciplined. Nobody's going to hold a gun to your head to get up in the morning to do it. You have to have that burning desire to get up and do it. And you just have to be consistent. And, you know, you have to take breaks sometimes, too. We all face burnout. You got to walk away. That hit me last month. I had to go away and just take time off after really not going anywhere since the start of this pandemic. And you got to recharge and redefine your purpose. And you always have to work on new things and just cultivate yourself and keep moving forward. Even if it feels like you're going an inch at a time or a millimeter at a time, don't stop, because those little steps start to pay massive dividends, usually 6 to 18 months down the road.
You know, it's so important what you're saying. It's so important to believe in yourself and to really have that drive, that determination that you talk about, it, and as well as that passion. And not giving up. I mean, we can go through certain challenges, and people can be afraid to move forward, but that's not something that you recommend, nor is that something that you've done. What challenges have you faced that could have deterred somebody else, not you, somebody else, to not move forward with your business and what you're doing now?
Well, it's the adoption of it. You know, a great idea doesn't just take off overnight. You know, I thought spinning into the virtual tasting platform was a great idea, and it was fairly well received. I mean, it's been gradually growing, but these things, you know, I'll use that as an example in a climate where people weren't even allowed to physically meet. And it opened it up, and now it's obviously here to stay because, you know, we have remote teams around the world. It's a great way to engage people in different time zones. Corporate travel is all but dead. It's not going to come back. There's way too much money saved as a result of companies no longer engaging in it. It's to realize that you just got to keep working and plugging. And sometimes what seems very logical to you doesn't, or to the universe, doesn't seem logical to everybody else at first. They have to have time to buy into it. And really, the buy-in comes from you, just the effort of selling it, promoting it, talking about the merits of it, always talking about the problems your business solves. You know, it's in the case of events, this solves cost, time, it solves distance. It's green and clean compared to people meeting up in standard halls all the time. And then you got the added power costs of commuting there, as well as what the hotel or the facility has to utilize. And it's just exactly that. It solves problems. But the thing is, you just keep going. And you keep evolving. I mean, things just take – often I always laugh, but it's true, and it was advice I was given by some of my friends who are very successful, is it'll take double the time and double to triple the cost that you imagined it to be. But don't quit.
You know, it's so important not to quit, and many people don't have that drive and may face some kind of challenge and get a little bit scared or just not feel that they're ready to move forward. But if you persevere like you do, and you have done in a beautiful way, that's important. And I also like something else that you said. We're always evolving, and as we're evolving, it's so important that your business is evolving with you, and also taking a look at what's going on around you, because like what you did with the, you know, your virtual platform. You looked at what was going on, and not just within yourself, but globally, and figured out a way to still promote yourself, your, you know, other people, and have beautiful conversations and engage in connection and the virtual happy hour experience. And like you said, it took off. How do you get past, and this is, again, something to tell other entrepreneurs or people who are getting ready, how did you get past any doubts or any fears that you may have had about moving forward and thinking, well, am I sure? Is this right?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Dr. Joe. It's, you'll always have them. It's kind of like the Looney Tunes cartoon, or one of them, I can't remember, where the devil and the angel appear on the right ear and the left ear, and one's whispering encouragement and the other one's whispering foul things. And, you know, it's kind of like your I'm trying to remember the name or term for it that people have, but it's almost like you have an inner voice that will talk for you and an inner voice that will talk against you at any given point in time. And it's imposter syndrome. That's the term I was looking for. So you really have to silence it. Sometimes you got to step away and just find silence within yourself. You got to silence the noise around you and really concentrate on what matters to you. And we're always going to face doubt. Doubt's something that's always going to creep up. I mean, fear is always going to creep up. The opposite of fear is often success. And those that take that jump, even if they're hesitant to take that jump, like Steve Harvey, who's somebody I really admire because, you know, we're talking about a comedian in show business that went to the highest levels, who used to sleep in his car, who, unlike a lot of people in Hollywood and show business who had, you know, their mother or father to plant them or a cousin to plant them, he really had nobody. He did it on his own. He did it on his own merit and his own talent and worked really hard. And he talks about doubt. And he says there's always a jump moment in life. There's a point where you have to jump. And you just have to realize there's a reason that you stepped into this in the first place. And for entrepreneurs, often it's the freedom to do what they want and to have unlimited earning potential doing what they love at the same time. But the money can't be the driver. The love and the passion for it have to be first there in place. The money follows. And you have to just realize that. And when you have doubt, I always like to ask myself, what are you going back to? Going back to a life you didn't like. There was a reason that you stepped into this 4A in the first place. There's a reason that, you know, you really wanted to step up and step out into the limelight to do something different for you, and that defines you. And, you know, we're at our best when we bring out the best in ourselves. We can then bring out the best in others. And that is also the added benefit of shooing your doubt aside and just keep moving forward.
And, you know, you do that beautifully in terms of doing your best and also bringing out the best in other people. You seem not only to have a passion for everything that you're doing in your business, but for helping other people and connecting them and allowing what they're doing and their belief system and their passion to be shared. And to me, that's one of the most beautiful things, and also such an unselfish way to promote others and live your life. So kudos to that. I really respect that in you. I think that's so important. What would you say to someone who not only moves forward, but faces one moment, because this happens in business as an entrepreneur, you face a moment where there's a failure or something happens that can actually turn the tide in a negative way. What would you tell people about moving forward or going backward, or what's your advice that you would give when those moments appear?
Go out and get yourself a win. Just go and win. Just go out and get a win. Just go out and, you know, erase that loss. It's something that athletes do. You know, we look at Muhammad Ali or the immortal Tom Brady. I mean, these are both immortal figures, or Joe Montana, or, you know, I'm a big sports fan, so I think in terms of sports. And I played sports, you know, and it's just I was involved in sports. And you're going to lose. And the key is not to be afraid to lose. The key is don't play with the fear of losing. Play with the will to win. Because it's like success is like going up a staircase or any endeavor that we do to climb to the top of a mountain. It's not a straight line that just goes diagonally from the bottom to the top. It's like a yo-yo up a staircase where it gets peaks and valleys on the way up. You're getting high points and low points. And there are a lot of things that are going to challenge you. And, you know, again, if entrepreneurship or stepping out in the foray was easy, everybody would be doing it. And there's a reason why, you know, people who make some great level of success in business are revered. It's because of what you have to go through to get there. And it's really predominantly an emotional and mental battle. I mean, other things do come into play too. You can have personal loss. Listen, I lost my father shortly after the start of this business. I lost my twin sister 2.5 years ago. That was really hard. I lost my mother coming into the pandemic when we were about a month into the pandemic. It had nothing to do with the pandemic. She just battled Lewy body dementia for a decade. And you have all these struggles. And for me, what channeled it is, and listen, I went through a period of grief and period of hardship. There's a period where I did want to walk away from this. You just want to throw in the towel. You're just depressed. But you got to realize those that love you want the very best for you. When they leave, they want you to triumph. Their biggest joy is seeing you succeed. And I, you know, for those that are fighting all sorts of different things out there, I mean, listen, this pandemic has caused a lot of damage to mental health, to people's relationships, to their own physical health as well. Just remember, there's always somebody out there that loves you, and there's somebody out there that wants you to win. And you've got to channel into that, despite all the odds you may be facing right now.
You know, that's a beautiful way of seeing people on the other side, and I totally believe that, too. And I think that you're so right. The people that love us want the best for us and want to see us succeed. And I also believe that to some extent they are helping us move forward in a beautiful way. Now, you love people. I believe that you love people, that you're dedicated to humanity in so many beautiful ways. And why is joy and happiness so important right now? And you do that through everything that you're doing, Rob. Why is that essential, especially for these last years that what we've been going through?
Well, I think the two words are division and divide. You know, we're facing it up here. You faced it down there. You know, you see politics of division. Where's the unity? And we see it in every which way right now. You know, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, politically left-leaning versus politically right-leaning. Polarization has hit this planet so hard. Maybe that's, you know, Russian and Chinese cyber intervention. Who knows? I'm sure that has a hand in it. But this is where joy and love and happiness have to become the focal points, because they're the ultimate uniters of humanity. You know, I've traveled to almost 100 countries on this planet. The only continent I haven't set foot in is the Antarctic. And I can tell you this, in all the different cultures that I've walked through, in the different societies, and looking at the different structures, whether I was in a communist country like Cuba or a communist kind of pseudo-dictatorship like Vietnam, a country that embraces democracy but has massive, massive historical traditions like India or East India, for instance. People are always looking for happiness, joy, and love to unite them. It doesn't matter what part or the spectrum, religiously speaking or culturally speaking or politically speaking or geoeconomically, it's people beat to want to have love and happiness and prosperity within their family, and they want to have a common community that unites around them. And that, to me, is incredibly important, because the only way we're going to bridge the differences in this world and the difference between our neighbors is the spread of joy and happiness. Only way, which brings out love. It's the only way that's going to – these are the only things that are going to break those barriers down. And they don't break them down. They smash them. But, you know, like anything, it takes time. But that's part of the purpose of my work, you know, bringing in the event structure. When you engage people in a virtual tasting party, when you bring the joys of wine and beer in front of them, you're cracking that drink as you get into an intro about the brief history of what you're talking about, or the winery or the brewery or some of the fun facts around it or how it pairs with food. People light up. You know, they smile right away. And you know, it's just a great way to bridge people together. It does bring joy and love into the world. I mean, think about it. People are happiest where at times, often around the dinner table, having drinks and food with friends. And that includes non-alcoholic drinks, too, if that's part of your bracket. It's just the power of it often heals divide and division. And I think that's really where we got to go.
I totally am in 100% agreement with that. I think that it's so important to create community, and you do that so beautifully. And it's so important to bring people together, to bridge. You deserve it. You really do. To bridge so much of the gaps that are taking place. And joy and gratitude and joy and happiness are essential in what we're doing, and it's so important. So I just can't help speaking all your accolades, because your passion about your business and about what you're doing, and also about connecting people and networking and allowing them to create more joy and more connection is just so wonderful. And I think everybody needs to be able to adhere to some of your beautiful ways of handling life and handling connection in this world. So tell our listeners, Rob, how they can get a hold of you, how they could listen and be a part of the, and see the virtual happy hour experience and so much more.
Well, you can go to the YouTube channel, The Drunken Grape. I always invite them to come in there, subscribe, hit the notification bell to all so you don't miss the content. And from there, what happens is the weekly show comes through on the playlist and the virtual happy hour experience, you know, each and every week. Most weeks, unless I take a week or two off, sometimes you need that needed rest. You know that doing a podcast. It's not a lot. This isn't easy work. It's a lot of work coming into it. So, you know, you have to edit it. You have to mold it. If there's a video component, you better have a pretty good videographer to help clean it up for you. The content has to be there. The theme and the focus have to be there. It's so they can subscribe to that. That's pretty easy. You know, coming into LinkedIn, I'm on LinkedIn. They can find me readily under I Am Rob Statham or the Drunken Grape company page. You can contact me at rob@thedrunkengrape.com or info@thedrunkengrape.com. That's more the company email, but it's going to come to me anyway. There's a company page on Facebook, The Drunken Grape. There's also at The Drunken Grape on Instagram. It's a lesser account, but I still dabble into it from time to time. So there's many, many ways you can reach out. And, you know, this is beautiful in the age of the digital age or the fourth industrial revolution. I may not be a fan of all of it, but I'm definitely a fan on the communication side. And it really does open up ways to reach out.
Well, you do, and again, you do that beautifully, opening up ways for others to reach out and to connect with one another, Rob Statham. So thank you so much for all that you do and for your excitement and ways to move forward and to help other people do the same. What would you like to leave our listeners with before we close?
Well, there's something I always say at the end of my show. And it's inspired from Mahatma Gandhi. Be the change in the world you want to be. And that,
I love
to me,
it
is incredibly powerful.
And I totally agree. And you not only believe in it, you live it. So thank you for all that you do. And, folks, join Rob Statham on the virtual happy hour experience. You will have joy and connection and learn a lot and feel good about yourself and other people at the end of it. So do that. And Rob, you are amazing. Thank you so much for being here and for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure. It's a long time coming. And you know what? Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this whole opportunity today, really. Thank you.
My pleasure. And I enjoy you too. So take care. So think and listen to what Rob said in terms of how you can move forward in your life and your business and have that sense of passion and determination. Yeah, you may have challenges that you meet. There may be doubts that arise. There may be some things that get in your way. But if you continue to move forward and to follow that dream, that passion, with that sense of determination, you won't lose. And you have to keep doing it. You have to keep remembering why you're in whatever field you're in, why you're an entrepreneur, why you're doing what you're doing. And Rob said so many beautiful things in terms of helping people strive and build community, creating more of a sense of connection and joy and love. And we need that so much more on this planet. And I'm a staunch supporter of that for all of us. So today, you all have an opportunity to move forward in your lives. You don't have to take huge steps unless you want to, but take a few steps forward today to empower yourself, to enrich yourself. And while you're doing that, take a look around and make sure that you are reaching out and helping others and connecting them in the same way. Thanks so much for joining us. And if you want to find out how to get a hold of me, I'll give you the short version. Go to joanne@docwhite.org or docwhite.org.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a beautiful day.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.